This time, it's Apple accused of using someone else's technology without permission at issue a 1998 patent for improving the efficiency of processors owned by the licensing arm of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. A federal jury in Madison finding that Apple used that technology in its chips for several versions of the iPhone and iPad. The jury also finding the patent is valid. Apple argues the patent is invalid, so it hasn't infringed on anything. The federal judge presiding over the case has said Apple could face over $800 million in damages. The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation also sued Intel, but settled that case when it was about to go to trial. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.